This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So for more on international markets this morning, we have on the line with us Jack Kuzi, Director of Strategy at VFS Group. Thank you for joining us, Jack. Good morning. Now, China is expected to introduce stimulus measures to mitigate the impact of the coronavirus outbreak. In your view, what kind of measures are they likely to deploy first?
Good morning. I think the first question we need to ask ourselves is, can they mitigate it? For a long time, the playbook to fix fundamental problems has been liquidity, and that's been able to cut loss. I think this might be a little bit of a different case. I mean, how often do you get a shock that affects both supply and demand, domestic and international activities, and derails the service sector when manufacturing is still weak? You know, I've been quite a bull on markets for quite a long time and a bull on China. I'm just worried about the short and medium term effects here. I mean, this is not a Saudi Arabian oil attack. It's not a shot at a general in Iran. It's a fundamental shock to the global economy. So whether they're going to be able to fix it with stimulus is the question I think we need to be asking ourselves in terms of investors or in markets. In terms of the stimulus that they're going to use, I mean, the playbook, we pretty much know the playbook. It's critical now that the People's Bank of China does this in a, you know, an accurate and supports a domestic economy. I mean, the first one's a fiscal policy. You know, we'll see tax concessions and are seeing tax concessions, mostly to affected markets like tourism and catering. Companies that manufacture medical supplies and medicines will probably be exempted from taxes and allowed to receive, I guess, subsidies from the government. They're also going to look at ensuring financial stability by pumping money into the markets. We're already seeing that. And I think it's, again, the playbook we've seen from central banks around the world. Lend, lend, lend at rates that are cheap. So we're already seeing that, you know, lending of bank rates at no more than 3.5 or 3.15. And I guess maybe increasing those required reserve ratios or minimum capital ratios that financial institutions have to hold. And we've already seen that. So they're allowing them to buy more equities or hold liquid assets more than that, you know, minimum reserve that they've held for a long time. So they've certainly got a lot of tools and they're certainly using those tools at this point in time. The question is how much can they mitigate? And that's, I guess, the one that, you know, I'm kind of dealing with at this point in time, being an investor and a market analyst.
So, Jack, just to add on to this question, right? Does this indicate that perhaps economists are being over optimistic in terms of their GDP forecast for China? Because we have seen some cuts, but they're very, very small, like 0.5% to 1%.
I think it's going to be. I mean, the question is, what is the real rate of GDP in China? I think it's going to be more than half to one. I mean, I was speaking to a friend of mine in Beijing, and this is, you know, quite simple stuff, but people aren't going out of their houses. People are locked indoors. That's going to have an impact on GDP in China, undoubtedly. You know, we are seeing some people return to the factories, but my understanding is 10% of the workforce. I think this is going to be a big short-term hit in the first quarter or half to China's GDP. I think we're underestimating what that's going to be. Now, whether the market reacts to that or not is a different question. You know, whether, you know, markets continue to new highs, you know, we've seen a dysfunction between what markets do and what the general economy does. But I have, you know, no doubt that that's going to be a big hit on China's GDP. Now, the longer it continues, only the worse it's going to be.
Jack, I wonder if we are going to get any help from the Fed over in the United States, because Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is going to give a testimony in Congress this week. Do you think that this would boost global growth, the kind of policy that would come out from the Fed?
I mean, well, he was on last night. It was interesting what he said. I mean, the U.S. is becoming really the safety trade now. I mean, the S&P is almost your safety mechanism. I think the Fed's also got a fine line. I mean, how much, you know, I mean, you can only lower interest rates so much. You can only jump into the repo market and provide liquidity. I think, you know, from what we saw from Jerome and the Fed last night, is they were saying that if there are any material changes in the economy, and I think they were indicating the coronavirus, then we will be more than willing to step in and provide some liquidity and provide a boost. So, but the question is, I mean, you've got GDP growth at, you know, plus threes. I mean, how much more can a central bank intervene when unemployment's at pretty much all-time lows? The economy looks very good. Inflation's not a problem. I mean, how much more can they intervene? But I have no doubt that central banks particularly the US, will jump in if they see some impacts on the markets, undoubtedly. And they've shown that. I mean, that's been the playbook now for the last 2 to 3 years.
Now, Jack, US earnings season also continues to roll on this week. So what companies or stocks are you keeping an eye on?
Yeah, I think what we need to take out of this earnings season is ride-sharing is a profitable business and global transport is a profitable business. So at the end of last year, start of this year, my number one stock pick for the US market was Uber. I was very impressed with their earnings. Moving profitability forward was great. I think this company now has something that it hasn't had in a while, and that's pricing power. They've had an ability to raise prices, particularly in mature markets, and continue to increase market share. I think this is one of the standout companies of our generation, and I'm reissuing my buy rating on that. I think it was a great report. We saw Lyft last night. It was quite good. So that sector, is going to get a lot of noise and a lot of interest. I mean, Tesla is the number one stock on everybody's mind. I think Tesla is now a stock you own, you don't trade. I think the report was fantastic. I think we're going to continue to see great growth, not only out of EVs, but automation, batteries. I think this is a company that will be a standout. We'll be talking about it for years and years to come. The other question we got out of earnings, I think, was how big can big tech get? And the answer, in my opinion, is as big as we think it can get. So great reports from Microsoft. Amazon was a cracker. I think that's broken through. Facebook quite a little bit tempered, but I think Google was a standout report. So, these companies continue to increase market share, continue to grow, and continue to be, I believe, in terms of a passive approach to the market, a must-have around there. But one of significance, I think, just to give you something that happened last night, not a big stock, but certainly one that's, got a brand name, is Under Armour. So they downgraded, I guess, earnings for the next quarter and the quarter after that because of the coronavirus. We haven't seen much say from CEOs around how they feel the impact, and that was kind of the first big one. So if I wanted to give it a grading, I'd give it a B+ on earnings so far.
Thank you very much for that insight, Jack. And that was Jack Cousy, Director of Strategy at VFS Group.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.